IDF offers Gaza residents protection, compensation in exchange for hostage information. By Simon Kent on October 24, 2023. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, on Tuesday issued an appeal to Gaza Strip residents for help in locating hostages being held by Hamas terrorists. Multiple social media channels were used to communicate the offer with Gaza and ask for information in exchange for protection and compensation. The move is part of extensive efforts to free the Israeli and foreign nationals held by the Palestinian terrorist organization Across Gaza. Here is a translation in English of the offer. If your will is to live in peace and to have a better future for your children, do the humanitarian deed immediately and share verified and valuable information about hostages being held in your area. The Israeli military assures you that it will invest maximum effort in providing security for you and your home, and you will receive a financial reward. We guarantee you complete confidentiality. The Israel Defense Forces. Contact details were added for respondents to directly deal with the IDF. As Breitbart News reported, roughly 220 hostages, including 10 Americans, remain captive by Hamas in Gaza. They were taken as part of an action of mass rape, torture and slaughter of civilians begun by Hamas forces when they invaded Israel. In his Oval Office address last Thursday, President Joe Biden stated, "As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage." Watch, protest in Tel Aviv by families of Israeli hostages demanding their release. On Monday, two hostages were released as Israel is preparing a ground invasion of Gaza. Israeli-American businessman Robbie Berman has already offered 1 million Israeli shekels, the equivalent of $250,000, as a reward to any Palestinian who helps in the location and rescue of the hostages currently held in Gaza by Hamas terrorists. The Israeli government says it will not negotiate with Hamas over the release of hostages because it is attempting to destroy the terror organization. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.